Tonight, I want to give you some correct idea of Buddhism or Zen. In a word, Zen is the teaching or practice to see things as it is or to accept things as it is and to raise things as it goes. This is the fundamental purpose of our practice and meaning of Zen. But it is actually rather difficult to see things as it is. You may say you are seeing things as it is, but actually we do not see things as it is. I don't mean that you are distortion of sight. You know, if it is something this shape looks short, but something this shape looks longer. I don't mean that, but when you see something, you already start to intellectualize the things you see. As soon as you intellectualize something, it is not already just what you saw. When I was young, I wanted to practice, true practice. So, and I wanted to know what is the way-seeking mind in its true sense. The way-seeking mind is, anyway, to do something good is maybe the way-seeking mind. The mind to do something good maybe the way-seeking mind. So, I get up very early and wash toilet and think before the other students get up. I thought that is very good thing to do. But while, you know, many idea or occurred to me when I was doing something, I was afraid something would see me. I wanted to do it just by myself, without being noticed by anyone else. If someone see me, you know, that will not be That's mere practice, I thought. But before they finish, I already in my mind going wrong. I asked myself whether I like to do it without being noticed by anyone, or I wanted to be seen by, to be known by someone else. Why do I do something like this? So, in this way, I couldn't assert my waitistic mind. I couldn't assure. I was not so sure my purity of my waitistic mind. So sometimes I saw the one room lit up by lamp. Of course, I hide myself. I thought someone may come down because someone get up already, so he may come down. So I hide myself. It seems to me, at least, I'm doing something good and with pure mind, but my mind was not so pure. My mind is wandering about. I couldn't make my mind sure. And I was at a loss what to do. And I suffered, a little bit. And I thought and thought and thought what I should do. One day, when I was listening to the lecture of psychology, the teacher said, it is impossible to catch our mind exactly, especially it is impossible to know what we have done, the mind, what the mind which acted some time ago. The mind which belongs to the past is not possible to catch. And even the mind which is acting right now is not possible to catch it. Action, he said. So I thought, there is no wonder why it is so difficult for me to understand my mind. So I gave up to make sure my way-seeking mind. And since then, I did it. Just, without thinking. Just because it is good, I did it. And at the same time, whether people see me or not anymore, my problem. So when you want to see, when you want to make sure your mind, you cannot catch it. But just when you do something, and just when your mind is acting, as it goes, that is how to catch your mind in its true sense. Anyway, it is rather difficult to see things as it is, because to see things is not. How to see things as it is not just the activity of our sight or eyes. This is why we put emphasis on practice. To do something without thinking is the most important point to understand ourselves. Anyway, what I want to say is what it is difficult to see things as it is. And that is why we should practice our way. People may say, if the purpose of Zen is to see things as it is, then there will be no need to practice. Here is the big problem. I think the most in your everyday life, the good practice may be to make your flower garden or raise flower, or to make a garden. That is, I think, the best practice. You know, when you sow some seed, you have to wait the seed coming up. And if it comes out, you have to take care of it. That is our practice. Just to sow a seed is not enough. To take care of it day after day is very important for the good garden. While some other work, like building a house, you know, if you, once you build a house, his work is finished. If someone writes a book, if someone has written a book, that is enough. But for a gardener, it is necessary to take care of it every day. even though you make lot studies, it is necessary to take care of it. So, I think our way is to make garden nearly the same as to make your own garden, or to raise some vegetables or flowers. And each seed or each plant has its own character and has its own color and has its own color. If it is stone, each stone has its own character. Long one has its has some solemn, profound feeling, and round stone has some perfect idea, symbolize or express the perfection. And the square one express some rigidness or austerity, austere feeling. And each stone has its own character. And if it has moss on it, it has some deep, profound, mystical feeling to it. Those are, you know, those are the character of each material you use in your garden. But people may say, if people say, whatever we do, that is there. No, I'm seeing things as it is. People may see, you know, individually, one after one by one. But that is not enough. You see it, actually you see it. Maybe you see things as it is, you may say. But it is, you are just seeing the each material and each character of the material. But for a gardener, it is necessary to make garden beautiful. If possible, the gardener should express some meaning or some particular beauty according to order. If someone wants him to build some calm garden, he must make the garden accordingly. If he wants to some solemn feeling or austere feeling, he make the garden something austere. Then he has to choose the material and he had to make it more austere by contrast, or by association, or by harmony. There should be some rules where there is harmony. How to make harmony is the rule. We have many colors, but color, the color may be sometimes, two color may be sometimes color clash, or maybe in harmony, or maybe in contrast. If you use red to green, that is the contrast. If you use red and orange, that is the harmony. Or that is maybe not harmony, maybe the order, color order. Blue starting from red, orange and yellow, and blue, green, and blue, and violet. Those six colors, if you arrange it in this order, that is color order. But if you arrange red and yellow, that is harmony. And if you use red and green, that is the contrast. So by using those rules, you will accomplish your purpose, and you will have the beautiful garden. So just to leave whatever you like, that is not the way to leave. If you want to leave, you should follow some rules. If it is stone, if there is, you know, sharp, straight, narrow stone, it express some mystical feeling. And if the stone is this way, you know, like this, it express calmness or peaceful. And this is contrast, in contrast. But the round one will be harmonious to every stone, round stone. It goes perfectly with any kinds of kinds of forms. And stone, which has wide base, like this, express some stable feeling. And it is, this stone is in contrast with some, you know, massive stone like this. And long standing stone and this kind of massive stone. it's in order. So just to arrange stone in order will not be, you cannot make a beautiful garden if you arrange the stone just in order. So in contrast to advancement, for the advancement, you should use sunstone which is in contrast with the stone you use it. In this way, there must be some rules. So, if you want to live in its true sense, in relationship with others, and in relationship, the you which has been living in past and which will be tomorrow, there must be some rules. And the rules, although it looks like no rules, but actually there is some rules, some strict rules in it. So to live day by day in its true sense means to live in some perfect rules. This point is also emphasized. Zen is not just personal practice, and our enlightenment is not just personal attainment. When we attain enlightenment, everything should be enlightened. That is the rule. That is the rule of enlightenment. When we find our position in this moment, we say we attained enlightenment. When we live with others, and when we live with other beings, we say we attained enlightenment. So if you think the enlightenment is something, some personal, just personal experience, and this idea of enlightenment is to correct just squares, but just rounds. If someone like beautiful stone, in which you see something blue and something white, that is, if that is enlightenment, here you have, here you correct the same stone. But with the same stone, you cannot build any interesting garden. You should use various stones. Enlightenment is the same thing. You know, if you attach to some particular enlightenment, that is not true enlightenment. You should have various enlightenments. And you should experience various experience, and you should put emphasis more in relationship between person and person. And in this way, we should practice back and forth. According to the position you have, you find yourself in. This is the outline of our practice and how you attain it. If the enlightenment is just to collect, just to be proud of a kind of experience, that kind of experience will not help you at all. And if that is enlightenment, there will be no need for Buddha to strive hard to save people after he attained enlightenment. What is the purpose of wandering about the dirty road, dusty road of immediate? If to attain enlightenment is the purpose of Zazen, why Bodhidharma came to China from India and sit for 9 years in Shaolin Mountain? The point is to find our position moment after moment, and to live with people moment after moment according to the place is the purpose of our practice. I wonder if I could express myself. If you understood what I say. But I think we have some more time. Do we have some more time? And will you ask me a question?
Can you put too many stones in your garden?
We should forget one after another at the same time. Maybe better to give them after we enjoy. One more question. Hi.
Could you please try to summarize again the idea of the true teaching of the monks?
Summarize?
Is that possible?
Summarize.
Summarize. Japanese summarize.
No. Summarize.
Make a
short statement.
Then?
No, it's what you were making
tonight. About the way of
About the true teaching. Say again what you said about the true teaching.
True teaching is to accept things as it is and to raise, to let it grow as it goes, as things go. I understand in this way. The purpose of practice. And how we do it is to live on each moment and in the right position. It means, you know, to give some nourishment when day after day by day, when they want it. That is the purpose. And to understand what they want it, you know. So you should be able to talk with them easily. You know, that is them. I should not talk too much. I should summarize. So. All right. And at the same time, I wanted to correct the misunderstanding of Zen. Just to do something, whatever you like, is not Zen. And is not Buddhism. We call it Jinenken Gedo. Jinenken Gedo means view of life of naturalism. Like Rousseau.
When you said after you plant the seed, then you have to wait for the seed to come up. Does the gardener do anything while the seed is coming up or before it sprouts?
Yeah, gardener will give some water and will go and watch it every day. he or she is very busy. Day by day.
Should the gardener feel when he's gotten away? One wants it, or the way other people would want it to be
built? Yeah, some gardener should do it, according to the order. But he may build the garden just for himself.
Why did you choose a gardener as an example?
Why
did you choose a garden?
Because I like it. I have fun. Mm-hmm. the question.
What happens if you don't follow the rules of order?
Actually, it is not possible not to follow order or rules. But if you do not follow, how to follow the order, you cannot. You will not be successful in your work. No, you cannot. You cannot do anything, actually. You waste, it will be waste of labor and time. So, the more you work on it, the more you are efficient to how to follow the rules. Actually, it is not possible for us not to follow any rules, even though you look like following any rules. Actually, you are following rules. That is practice, you know. So that is why we should practice our way back and forth, you know. Not to, our practice should, my practice should not be just to give you a lecture. I should sometimes listen to you. We have to change our position in our practice. That is very important.
When if a lot of insects come and start eating up the garden, or if there's a hailstorm or a frost, what do you do then?
You see? There, it is necessary for you to follow some rules. And you should have some purpose. We say gan. Gan means to purpose, to have some purpose. For Buddhists to save all sentient beings, even though it is not possible. To save them all is a final desire. Our effort should be directed to that direction. So if the purpose of raising garden is to help hungry people, you should protect the plant from hail and music. So there should be some purpose. Or else we cannot live. There, it is necessary for you to follow some rules. Not complete. Or not wide enough. Everyone works for someone else at the same time. Even a thief will be kind to his wife, at least to himself. But he is not kind enough to be kind to his neighbor. That is why he steals something from neighbor. So we should have some ultimate desire for which we strive. We say, even though the truth is incomprehensible, we have to study completely. That is not possible. One after another, we will find some new theory or new truth, even in scientific or physics. So it is not possible to reach the final, ultimate truth. Even so, we will continue our effort. Even though to be friendly with each other will not be possible, but we should strive for to be friendly with each other. Even though our evil desire is limited, one after another, we have some evil desire. But we should strive for the renunciation from those Buddhist or desires, noble, final desires. But before you do not practice our way, knowing this truth, knowing the reality, whatever you see looks like absurd. But once you start something with those four noble desires, you will understand everything is practicing our way, even insects or animals or gophers in the ground are striving for our way to attain our way.
To the phrase in chant, the natural order of mind.
Oh, natural order of mind. Very difficult. If you understand that, you are deep Zen master. Natural order of mind. But even though you don't understand it, as long as you are striving for it, to keep the natural order of your mind, that's good enough.
What do you think? say to a person who says, that I'm happy in the world and I don't want to lose all of them because it's painful,
mm-hmm.
and I would rather stay asleep if I'm asleep now, I'd wake up because it's so painful,
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy, then why should I become unhappy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is, you know, when they find themselves quite happy enough to survive, they will not have chance to study Buddhism. When they have some problem, they will start our way, and when they have true understanding of life, which is full of suffering and full of problems, they will start studying our way. So the best way may be to suggest something or to make them understand what they are doing actually. You know, that is the best way, I think.
A guest asked me tonight what the meaning behind the tradition of shaving heads was, and I didn't know. So.
Mm-hmm. Some other question? Next time I'll explain it.
You seem to be making a distinction between arbitrary order or rational order and oneness, as opposed to organic order.
Mm-hmm.
Do you elaborate?
Arbitrary order and rational order.
Yeah, it's not a mathematical order or rules or a logical order or rules. It's consistent with an organic order to clear some life and the organic relative things according to their nature plan, which is a different kind of order. So we all
yeah.
Natural
yes.
And arbitrary
yes, rational. We are both emotional and rational beings. So if you want to follow a rational order, you know, we cannot survive. And we should be emotional too. And emotional and rational order sometimes does not go together. But the purpose of the order is the same, you know, to survive. Because the emotional order based on to protect our activity which we have in this moment. We don't want to change our situation. While the rational order to encourage us to take new steps in this case, rational order says, may tell you this, if you do this, the result will be this, you know. This is rational reason. So, rational order will suggest next step for you by reason. So it encourages you to go one step ahead. But the emotional, you know, tendency does not like to change our situation. And if we change our situation, always we cannot survive. Even though rationally it is possible, but actually we cannot change our position so quickly. So in this case, emotional order may say, don't do that. So, emotional one is more, nature is more positive or conservative, like religion. It is almost impossible to change Buddhism into Christianity. Religion is very emotional activity. But when you find really emotionally, when emotional when you read it impossible to support your emotional life anymore, then deep change, you know, will occur, will happen to you. Emotionally, you know, and you don't want to change your husband. But if it is impossible for you to maintain the relationship between you and your husband, emotion, you know, all of a sudden, big change will happen to you and you will be divorced or you will divorce your husband. You see? This this kind of entanglement is there. But purpose is to sustain, or no, to support our life activity. So, women are more emotional than men. We men, the purpose or motto of a man is to work. And your responsibility to raise your descendants, or your children. So you should be more emotional and more conservative. So that is why you don't want to change your home so often. Why men mostly like to change their home. There's this kind of difference, but purpose is one, to support our life, to support our life.